News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Ground beef is being recalled by a Detroit company because it may have E. coli bacteria contamination. The problem is in 10 states, including Wisconsin. Wolverine Packing said today the beef may have been sent to stores, including Gordon Food Marketplace stores in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, North Dakota, Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Tennessee also affected. A Door County man given back his freedom today after he struck a plea deal to settle a hit-and-run charge from a 2011 traffic death. 42-year-old Mark Sperber spent just over 2 years behind bars, this after he was convicted in the death of a 20-year-old man named John Kennedy. The victim was riding in a wheelchair on the side of a snowy road back in January of 2011. Sperber ran Kennedy over with his vehicle. On the appeal, Sperber claimed his trial lawyer was ineffective because he never told the jury that his client thought he drove into a garbage can. He was later awarded a new trial, which he averted with today's plea bargain. Sperber has agreed to enter an Alford plea, which allows him not to admit guilt, even though he agrees there's enough evidence to convict him. A judge accepted that plea and then sentenced Sperber to the time already served in prison. There's a lawsuit over campaign cash that's pitting the National Republican Party against federal election officials. Fox News Radio's Lisa Brady has that story.
The Republican National Committee and Louisiana Republicans are suing the Federal Election Commission for the right to do something that super PACs do, set up an independent account that can use unlimited cash from individual donors for campaign ads, calls, and mailings. Watchdog groups warn that would just give wealthy donors greater influence, but the RNC would still have to file monthly reports on where the money is received and spent. Chairman Reince Priebus saying in a written statement that full disclosure groups like the RNC are on unequal footing with other political entities under the current patchwork of limits that he argues undermines the First Amendment. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
A search continued today near Eau Claire for a man that's missing after his canoe flipped over. Officials say that the two men got into a canoe near Altoona on the Eau Claire River, and they got too close to the Altoona Dam. That's when the canoe overturned. The mishap appears to have taken place less than a minute after they launched the canoe. One man swam to shore, the other still unaccounted for. Rescuers called about 7:30 last night. Neither of the men was wearing a life jacket. A Purdue University student now claims he was insane when he allegedly killed a classmate from Wisconsin. Cody Cousins' lawyer indicated earlier he would pursue an insanity defense for his 23-year-old client. A notice for such defense filed yesterday, and Judge Thomas Bush appointed two mental health experts to examine Cousins. A third expert will examine the defendant later. Cousins charged with murder in the January slaying of 21-year-old Andrew Bolt from West Bend. Bolt was stabbed and shot while he was serving as a professor's assistant at an electrical engineering class at Purdue. Federal Judge Barbara Crabb has not yet decided what to do about a legal challenge to Wisconsin's ban on gay marriage. State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has already asked the judge to delay any order she might make to strike down the ban, so gay marriages don't become legal if he decides to appeal the matter. Van Hollen told a Milwaukee TV station that he expects Crabb to rule against him, which would make an appeal possible. The ACLU filed suit in February on behalf of 8 gay couples to strike down Wisconsin's 2006 constitutional ban on gay marriage and civil unions. They also want to strike down a state law that makes it a crime for Wisconsin residents to have same-sex weddings elsewhere. They contend that their civil rights are being violated. 59% of Wisconsin residents voted yes to the gay marriage ban 7 years ago, but voter sentiment has changed since then. There's a new Marquette Law School poll that says 55% of registered voters actually support same-sex marriage, 37% now against it. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, clear and calm, down to 46. Mostly sunny, a bit warmer, 78 for high on Saturday. Saturday night, clearing down to 52 overnight. Partly sunny and warm Sunday, 40% chance of showers late, high of 80. Your Memorial Day Monday will be partly to mostly cloudy and warm, a little more humid too, high of 81. Looking ahead to Tuesday, mostly sunny, less humid, high 57. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.